I'm Tony Cox, and this is News and Notes. It's Friday, so we get to touch on the lighter side of things today on News and Notes. And to do that, our own maven of the entertainment beat. I like that. I like that. Allison Samuels here in the studio with me. Hey, Allison.
Hi, how you doing?
Big weekend here in town. It's the music industry's big night on Sunday. Lots of big parties, flash bulbs, red carpets, limos. But the Grammys haven't exactly had huge ratings in recent years. 2008 was one of the worst ever, in fact. Tried to drum up some early buzz this time, though, by announcing the Grammys during a live televised concert. So do people still care about them? What's up with this?
It's interesting. I don't know if, you know, there's so much you can find out on the internet. There's so many, you know, you can go to YouTube and watch so many different kind of performances. I don't think it still has the same, you know, interest level among young kids as it once had. But this year they're trying to, you know, bring it up by having people like Jay-Z and, you know, Lil Wayne perform. So I think that might make a little bit of a difference. But I do feel like, you know, there's been a wane of interest over the last couple of years.
So what performances are getting the most early buzz? Which ones do you think we should be looking forward to?
Well, I always look forward to Lil Wayne because, yes, because Lil Wayne is just very interesting. And I think if he and Jay-Z are going to be there together, I mean, you know, what can, there's no telling what to expect.
Now, he's up for, what, 8 nominations?
Yeah, which is really amazing.
Did he really call himself the best rapper alive?
Yeah, he calls himself many things, so I'm not surprised about that. I mean, that's Lil Wayne, you know what I mean?
Is he the best rapper alive?
He's the best rapper right now. I don't think he's the best. I mean, you know what I mean? Right now on the charts, I think he is the best rapper, certainly the most dominant rapper right now.
The best rapper alive right now on the charts.
Yes.
That works for me.
I think that works for him too, probably. Yes.
One of the highlights of last year's Grammy Awards was a little catfight between Aretha Franklin, the Queen, and Beyonce, the heir to the throne. Refresh our memory about what that little feud was about.
Well, Beyonce referred to Tina Turner as the Queen of Soul, which is just a no-no because we know the Queen of Soul is Aretha Franklin.
Yes,
and Aretha did not take kindly to that, and Aretha sort of let Beyonce know that she didn't really appreciate her saying that. So it sort of went back and forth, but it died down a little bit. But anybody who knows Aretha, you just don't mess with Aretha like that.
All right, so that was last year's version of the feud. We have a new version.
Yes, we do.
It seems now that Beyonce has raised the temperature of another soul legend this time around. It is Etta James.
Yes.
The 71-year-old singer blasted Beyonce from the stage in Seattle last week. Here's what she said.
I can't stand Beyonce. She had no business up there singing up there on a big old President Day and gonna be singing my song that I've been singing forever.
Ouch.
Yes.
You know, she said she was kidding later, but she didn't sound like she was kidding to me.
I don't think she was kidding, but what I think it is that there's, and this is just my estimation, a Beyonce fatigue. Beyonce is sort of everywhere, and I like Beyonce, but I do think there's a point in your career where you have to sort of step back and give other people a moment to shine, and I don't think she's really done a lot of that. And I understand sometimes as a celebrity, you want to capture the moment. You don't want to leave because if you leave, you feel like you can't come back.
Right.
But people do get a little sick of seeing you, and I really think at this point, Beyonce is sort of worn out her welcome in so many ways, I think, with sort of some of her peers in the industry.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I like her, and I think everybody likes her, but it wouldn't hurt for her to take 6 months off and just go and sit down.
This is not just a matter of Beyonce hating.
No, I don't think it's hating. I think that there's so many people out there you like. You look at Jennifer Hudson, you look at all these people that you really want to see that you feel like, you know, give her a moment, you know, to sort of get her time in the sun. Beyonce has really done well and been out there for a long time doing well.
I guess she has. Speaking of Jennifer Hudson, we watched her at the Super Bowl Sunday last week. She looked fabulous. She sounded fabulous.
She did.
But there was some discussion about whether or not her Star Spangled Banner should have been lip-synced as it was. Have you heard much about that?
I've heard it. I don't really understand it. I mean, in that kind of situation, I think they do that, you know, a lot. So I was really surprised that was a big sort of deal. I was more concerned of why she didn't perform at the inauguration. I'm more interested in that whole situation. But the whole lip-syncing thing,
it was not a big deal.
Wasn't a big deal.
And then we had on the blog this week, Jeffrey Bennett, our blog producer, talked about people asking whether or not Beyonce's performance, Jennifer Hudson's performance was better than or less than, who am I trying to say? Whitney.
Oh. Yeah, see, those comparisons, I think, are sort of unfair. I mean, Whitney, you know, she did her thing when she did her thing. So I think they're two totally different comparisons. I think Jennifer was great.
She was great.
But Whitney was great, too, when she did her thing.
She was great also.
There's no comparison in my book.
So,
I think they both were great.
All right, last thing is this. So now that we had Jennifer on stage in front of, you know, millions and millions of people worldwide, is she back out there now?
I think so. I think this is good for her just to get the love of fans and just sort of see how much people really do appreciate it. I mean, they were so happy to see her at the Super Bowl. role that I think that I have to believe that was like a shot in her arm just to sort of get back on track and do her thing.
She looked great. You know what I thought when I saw her?
What?
Those idiots at American Idol.
Oh, I'm sure they
did
feel
they
that
miss
same
the
way.
Boat.
They feel the same way, definitely.
Allison Samuel, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Allison Samuel, she is also a national correspondent for Newsweek magazine, joining me right here in the studios of NPR West.